This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. Energy Secretary Spencer Abraham is expected to announce a new plan tomorrow to secure nuclear material at research reactors around the world. Sources familiar with the initiative say it will consolidate existing efforts that have been slow to safeguard loose radioactive fuel, material that could fall into terrorist hands. The announcement comes as the Senate considers giving the Energy Department more authority to strike deals with foreign countries. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
The research reactors in question are small, but they're all over the globe. In Poland, Bulgaria, Ghana, Malaysia, Latvia, Brazil, 135 reactors in over 40 countries. The concern is that, unlike most big nuclear power plants that generate electricity, these run on highly enriched uranium. Ken Luongo served as senior advisor to the Secretary of Energy on nonproliferation policy during the Clinton administration.
The problem is twofold. One, if terrorists or somebody else could get their hands on it, they might be able to make it into a bomb. It's the easiest material to make into a bomb, certainly. And the other reason is that most of these research reactors tend to be civilian facilities, not military facilities, and as a result, they tend to be less secure, less well guarded.
The reactors are estimated to contain a total of 20 tons of highly enriched uranium, enough for hundreds of bombs. Ironically, its original purpose was to prevent bombs from being built. The uranium came from the Soviet Union and from the Atoms for Peace program begun by the U.S. government in the 1950s.
The essence of the deal being that we'll provide you with the benefits of nuclear power and nuclear science if you agree not to develop nuclear weapons. And that's how this material and these reactors ended up getting spread around.
The U.S. and Russia have since set up various programs to reacquire the nuclear material through trades or diplomacy. Some programs have been aimed at modifying the reactors to run on less troublesome fuel. But Luongo says progress has been slow. The Energy Secretary will discuss the new plan at the International Atomic Energy Agency in Vienna tomorrow. He's expected to consolidate these programs and give them a single mission, secure the nuclear material.
What I understand about Secretary Abraham's announcement is that he is going to tell the world that the United States is going to get serious about taking this material out of these vulnerable facilities. We have done some of these operations, a few in the Clinton administration and a few in the Bush administration.
But so far, he says, deals have only been made with a handful of countries. One obstacle has been that some governments don't want to give up their nuclear material without getting something in return. Under one program, the U.S. offered to haul away uranium and dispose of it, but the host countries in some cases would have to pay some $5,000 per pound. Legislation now before the Senate would give the Department of Energy additional authority to make deals and spend money to get the job done. Matthew Bunn, a nuclear expert at Harvard University, says he thinks these are big steps, but other big steps need to be taken.
The key is whether we're going to move fast enough to get these stockpiles secured before the terrorists and criminals get to them. And before this announcement, I would have said we're absolutely not moving fast enough. If we have this announcement and two or three like it over the course of the next few months, we may be able to put ourselves in a position where we have a good chance of winning that race between cooperation and catastrophe.
Bunn and a colleague this week released a report called Securing the Bomb. In it, they write that since the terrorist attacks of 9/11, the U.S. has secured less nuclear material than in the 2 years prior. And meanwhile, Bunn says other people have been trying to get their hands on the stuff. In 2003, a Russian businessman, acting apparently on behalf of a foreign client, offered $750,000 for some stolen plutonium. Fortunately, Bunn says he didn't get it. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.